If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill, and I'm delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Sani Chahal of Supreme, a leading UK manufacturer, supplier, and brand owner of FMCG products. So big welcome, Sandy.
Thank you for having me again, Paul.
Yeah, well, many congrats on today's £20.1 million acquisition of the UK and European assets of SlimFast, a leader in weight management with its iconic meal replacement products, coming hot on the heels too of the £4.6 million acquisition of Heritage Carpet Care brand 1001 only last month. So maybe we can start there, Sandy. You can just quickly remind the audience what the both companies do.
Yeah, so 1001, actually, we paid, I think, 1.3 million plus 300,000 in deferred consideration. That is known since 1940s for its carpet cleaning, carpet fresheners, carpet stain removers. It's an iconic brand since 1940s. It turned over 4.5 million and probably contribution maybe about 800,000 a year to us. But it's not why we bought the brand. The 800,000 contribution means, you know, with 50% return on capital, which is fantastic. The idea is that that gives us a brand to leverage to sell a lot more cleaning products. Our cleaning category is now like 10 million revenue, with the include the industrial cleaning we have with the Procter & Gamble range. So we're able to now extend and maybe even manufacture and extend the range of 1001 into more sort of general cleaning products. So that's the reason, the rationale. And far as I'm concerned, I think, you know, in terms of payback, 2 years, less than that, even 18 months. It's a great addition to the brand to diversify our business into more product categories.
Yeah. And what about obviously the big news today on the SlimFast, because everybody knows it from sort of 25 years ago. And in fact, I think Unilever bought it. If I remember, I used to work for Unilever. They bought it for about sort of $2.5 billion, I think, originally in 2000, and then sold it to private equity. And then private equity sold it to Glanbia for about, I'd say, $250 million, I think, or some big number anyway. So to buy it at $20 million seems like a snip.
Yeah, I think Glanbia paid $350 million and $2.5 billion. So I mean, in terms of brand, that SlimFast as a brand recognition over 45, over 50, it's like 90%. You know, so if you think about the type of demographic where the brand sits, it sits in well with quite a lot of our other brands and other products that we have. And I think what we can do is a few things with the brand. One is make it a little bit more up to date in terms of GLP-1 is becoming more popular. So the jab that lets you lose weight. However, you do need to have meals that actually complement that, you know, with high fiber, with high protein, and make sure that you're getting all your nutritional aspects with GLP-1, because a lot of the people are taking the jab, but then removing a lot of the other parts that are really important. So we're going to implement products that complement GLP-1. We're going to also implement other sort of weight reduction and general lifestyle products into the range. The range has got fantastic distribution right now, but they're not in any independents, zero penetration in independents. That's convenience independents. So We will be considering looking at our 40,000-50,000 outlets to sell SlimFast. It's just that they've never had really access to sell into those areas before. Glanbia's more focused on the supermarkets and into grocery rather than into the independents. I don't have any of their products sell into the independents. So it's all those things. You're right, rightly so. We paid just over 20 million pounds. However, half of it, or just under half of it, is going to be paid in 13 months' time. It makes about eight and a half million. It makes about 9.5 million gross profit. Obviously, we're going to have some advertising, some costs in there, but it's definitely going to be enhancing. We're looking at bringing the manufacturing in-house. That will improve the margins even further. I'm hoping payback would be 3 years, maybe sooner. But if it's 3 years, I'll be happy with that, and a 30% return on investment. Again, not much CapEx involved in this one either, because it'll fit nicely in our factory, and the rest of the products we don't make, we're dealing with third-party manufacturers that they already have dealt with for 15 years.
And just in terms of the sort of timescales for integrating it, I mean, that sounds as though you've got a pretty good idea about what you're going to do with sort of cross-selling, upselling, bringing the supply chain in-house, all that kind of stuff. But just the timescales to see those synergies, both on the cost side and the top line coming through.
Yeah, so it's a good question. So for the first 3 months, 90 days, we entered into a transitional agreement with Glanbia, so that they're going to carry on running the business as if nothing's happened for the next 90 days. In that 90 days period, in that time frame, we're going to onboard customers that don't already deal with us, like Superdrug or Boots. And we're going to then set up the EDI process with the likes of Tesco, Sainsbury's, Morrisons. And we're going to start the process of putting the products on our system. And in the 90 days period, we're going to then move the distribution and fulfillment from Supreme through our vertical platform, which saves costs. We then, in the next 6 to 12 months, going to bring back the manufacturing in-house from Glanbia Manufacturing to us making the product ourselves. So another 6 months' time. So I guess that's the time frames. And obviously in the first 6 months, we will be paying Glanbia to no, sorry, for the first 3 months, we'll be paying them to sort of run this business for us until we are completely ready, and then transition over seamlessly. That's the plan.
Brilliant. And then, so if you add both of those deals together with your existing business, how much of the sort of the enlarged group now is non-vaping sales?
You put me on the spot right now, but I'm guessing about 140 million is maybe more is and non maybe 150 million is non vaping. So it's going to be over 50%, well over 50% now. So actually, we're not a vaping business anymore. But what's wrong with being a vaping business? It's a great industry, you know. I know everyone's really scared about the incoming taxes, but we're really quite confident in what's going to happen.
And how are the deals, or sorry, no, the SlimFast deal be funded?
Well, as I say, we're funding 11 million now from cash that we have, or from our invoice discounting, and then hopefully self-funding. By the time from now to when we pay for that, we hopefully would have SlimFast would have paid for itself for the earn-out. More importantly, I think we would have generated another 50, 60 million pounds of the profits, maybe more, as a group anyway. So I don't think we have an issue here. We're well capitalized, and we are very well cash generated at the moment.
Yeah, no, I was doing running the numbers myself, and it appears as though your net debt to EBITDA multiple is only about 0.5. So it's very, very comfortable on the large group.
We'll be in cash again even after this acquisition. I don't have any drawn borrowings, but let's see.
And then have you got sort of any final sort of remarks for shareholders? Because I mean, if you look back over the last 18 months, you bought Clearly Drinks and you bought Typhoo Tea, but both in last year, and then obviously your 1001 and now SlimFast. That's really sort of like setting a pace with that one. You're like what, a 100 meter sprinter here. So what sort of direction of travel for shareholders? What should they expect?
So I think for the next few months, we're going to be integrating, embedding in these acquisitions. We're looking at, extending our manufacturing into these areas. We are actively seeking international presence. We're in January hiring an international trade person, and we're going to do virtually every trade show that's worth doing across the world. We have got iconic brands now that we can take in other parts of the world. I think we're in a position right now where global expansion is the next stage. Look, there may be brands that come along like SlimFast, but for the next few months, at least 6 months, we want to focus and bed what we've got and capitalize on that. Overall, you see the analysts have upgraded for next year, which is, you know, really good news. To think 41, I think it's quite a positive number. The vape tax that's coming in. So yeah, all good as far as I'm concerned.
Brilliant. Okay, well, big congrats again. Excellent, two excellent acquisitions, and very much looking forward and touching base for the interims probably in November sometime. So thanks again, Sandy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.